A reading from the first book of Chronicles. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power, and the glory and the majesty and the splendour, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honour come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Then David said to the whole assembly, Praise the Lord your God. So they all praised the Lord, the God of their fathers. They bowed down, prostrating themselves before the Lord and the king.
We praise you, O Lord, and we thank you for all the gifts that you have given us. We pray daily that your kingdom come, and we acknowledge that you are exalted over all. And you rule over everything in earth and heaven. This day is yours, and so is the night. We thank you for all that you have given us today, and we pray that you will guard and keep us and all your people through the coming night. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who has shown kindness to us today, whether known to us or unknown. We thank you for the kindness of strangers. We give you thanks for the work of our council here in Milton Keynes, helping to provide us all with a clean and safe environment. We thank you for the work of the Homelessness Partnership, who work to ensure that no one needs sleep rough on our streets. We thank you too for the work of the staff and volunteers of the Parks Trust and all that they do to maintain the many green spaces that we are able to enjoy throughout Milton Keynes, providing us with many opportunities to walk in beautiful surroundings if we are lucky enough to take daily outdoor exercise. We ask for your special care and protection for everyone who has to observe strict household isolation, for all those who are suffering at this time, and for those who are anxious or fearful, whether for themselves or for their loved ones. We praise your glorious name, and we thank you for all those dedicated workers who tend the sick and vulnerable. May they know that you are always with them. We end our prayers this evening by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.